With the Warriors set to face the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday evening at Oracle Arena, we check in now with the latest from Coach Kerr after Friday's practice at team headquarters, where he addressed Stephen Curry's injury sustained Thursday evening against the Bucks and the latest after an MRI.
Yeah, the MRI looked good in terms of not being too serious, but he's not going to play tomorrow. It's kind of something that we're going to evaluate over the next few days. He's still sore, but it's a strained groin, basically, is the injury. And but the MRI was encouraging, and so it'll be kind of a day-to-day thing. Obviously, we won't do anything crazy. He's going to be out until he's healthy and ready to go. Oh yeah. No, I had the injury several times when I was playing. It's hard to move laterally, when you've got that tweak in your groin. It's not a quad. The movement with the quad is fine, but you get that tweak on the inside of your thigh, and the lateral movement becomes difficult. And so, you got to get the movement and the strength back in it before he can go out and play. So it's going to be at least a few days before he even gets on the floor, and then so we'll see where it goes from here.
This is an opportunity for Quinn. I mean, I know last year was a big moment when Steph was out.
Yeah. This is why Quinn was so good for us last year. He's got the ability, which is a pretty unique skill in this league, to go from not playing to starting and playing big minutes, and so I'll start him tomorrow. We're banged up, around the whole roster. Draymond and Sean are both out tomorrow as well, so we're pretty depleted. But both those guys, Draymond is really making improvement, and Sean's going to play some 3-on-3 today. He needs some time on the court. He's feeling a lot better, but he's hardly done anything basketball-wise. We need to get him some live action before we put him back on into an NBA game.
But last night, how do you approach a practice like this?
Well, if this were 1956, they would have been running sprints all day. But it's 2018, so we watched film, and we walked through some things, and it was a very short day. The film tells the story. This is the NBA. When you're playing a great team, and Milwaukee's a great team, if you're a step late, step slow, if your mind is not quite there, you're going to be in trouble. And I think I said it last night, Milwaukee coming off a loss, a day to be angry and be upset. They were a step ahead of us all night in every capacity, coaching-wise too. I didn't coach a very good game. But this is the NBA, 82 games. There are nights when you let your guard down. And the important thing in the league is you can't let your guard down multiple times in a row. That now you have no momentum. Now you don't have a team. But we've all been through this. We got smacked around last night, and now it's up to us to be the aggressor, be a step ahead defensively, making our rotations, boxing out, all the things that we didn't do last night. We've got to have our antenna ready to go tomorrow. And then as a staff, we've got to do a good job of putting the right combinations on the floor with as many guys as we have out. We got to find the right groups together.